Burial service has been held at the forecourt of the State House for the late stateswoman, Dr. Mrs. Mary Grant. Dr. Grant served in different capacities under the PNDC and the Fourth Republic. Tributes read at the service described her as someone who served a nation with selfless drive and tireless passion. The service was attended by President John Mahama, former Presidents Jerry John Rawlings and John Ejekun Kufo, members of the Council of State and a cross-section of the public. Her remains will be interred at a private ceremony. Pascaline Adadovo reports.
The late Dr. Mrs. Mary Grant was born on August 6, 1928, at Elmina in the Central Region. As a medical doctor, Dr. Mary Grant worked at the Denla Polyclinic and the Kolebu Teaching Hospital for many years, where she imparted positively on many lives. In 1985, she was appointed as Deputy Secretary of Health under the Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC. At the inception of the Fourth Republic, she was made a member of the Council of State and subsequently appointed chairperson of the National Council on Women and Development. Dr. Mary Grant led Ghana to many international conferences, including WHO General Assemblies in Geneva, UNICEF, and UN conferences on the status of women. Indeed, she was among Ghana's delegation to the Beijing Conference on Women's Rights. The late stateswoman was rewarded with national honors in March 1997. She finally retired from public life in 2000. A tribute from President Mahama and read by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanebuama, described her as a trailblazer and mentor whose radiance guided generations of women and men to break new ground in their various endeavors.
Those who know her will testify that she was classy and ever full of wit and wisdom. She never disappoints. In spite of her advanced age, it was still a blow to learn that she had passed on to celestial glory and joined the Lord her God and our God, whom she loved unconditionally. Perhaps the ache of her passing is even more pronounced because I had always seen her as another one of my mothers, especially following the death of my mother, Hajia Abiba Naba, not too long ago. On behalf of the people of Ghana, including myself for emphasis, to thank you, Mama Grant, for your sense of humility, sacrifice, and selfless service to our nation.
A tribute from former President Jerry John Rawlings said she was a woman of impeccable probity, a formidable, hard-working woman who was resolute with her ideals and never wavered in her convictions. Former President John Ejekun Kufo wrote, "Although we belonged to different political dispositions, I saw her work in the various departments of government. She served to be non-partisan and efficient. Ghana has lost a gem." In a sermon, the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Ghana, Most Reverend Titus Kofi Awotri, challenged people in leadership positions to make the needs of citizens their priority by leading selfless lives.
"What we are saying means nothing to her because she has gone over to the other side. It is left to you and I to believe that Jesus the Christ is the only salvation that this world needs. Christ's teaching will breathe truth, righteousness into our politics and make our politics better, into our economics, make our economies better, never hating or disliking anybody else despite the differences in our political ideas. We are one." So my dear Christian Ghanaians who are gathered here, may this solemn moment, may it be a beginning to each one of us here present. If we rely solely on things that are material, they are passing away. If we believe in social standing, they will pass away. If you believe in the might of wealth and opulence, they will filter away. There will come one day that your body will lie motionless and others will hold you and turn you around and lay you where you should lie.
The astute stateswoman, Dr. Mrs. Mary Grant, is survived by 6 children, 2 biological and 4 adopted. May her soul rest in peace. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevoh.